This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. I thank you for joining us here today, friends. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your Friday to join me. I want to say a happy birthday to my daughter, Rachel. She's 28 years old today. Love you. God bless you. Have a wonderful day and a great birthday. August 26th is when this is airing, though I'm recording it on the 25th, and that's when the podcast showed up on our Facebook page or our website. The website's WGODradio.com. Facebook page, same thing, WGOD Radio. These programs are uploaded on there as soon as they're recorded. This weekend, I invite you out to Island Community Church. If you're looking for a church home, if you like what you hear on the radio here, I invite you to come out to Island. We are located at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. We meet Sunday mornings at 10:30. We're really starting to grow. Lord's really blessing us, adding some more people to the church week in and week out. We're meeting a bunch of times now, Sunday morning at 10:30, Sunday evening at 6. We're going through a study in the Reformation Sunday evenings. Wednesday night, we're in 2 Peter. We're about to get into the book of Revelation. That's going to take us a long time. I'm really excited about starting that again. More info on that as the time approaches. I would say probably about a month from now, we'll be getting into that Revelation verse by verse. We are in 2 Peter. We'll be starting chapter 2 on Wednesday. But this Sunday, I am in Ephesians chapter 2 and looking, starting in verse 1, where the Apostle Paul says, "And you he made alive who were dead in trespasses and sins." And we're going to look at one of the most famous verses in all the Bible. "For it's by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is a gift of God." That's where we're at Sunday morning, 10:30. Love to see you. In the meantime, we are in our ongoing study here in the book of Acts. We're in chapter 16. We're looking at this woman. Well, let's pick it up here in verse 16. "Now it happened as we went to prayer that a certain slave girl possessed with a spirit of divination met us, who brought her masters much profit by fortune-telling." Funny, the Greek word here for divination is actually the word pythonos, python. Everyone thinks it's cute carrying around snakes with them. Some people have got hundreds of snakes. I read, too, about people's houses overrun with snakes, and I just makes my skin crawl. They're just such evil animals. Now here, this woman had a spirit of python. That's what this Greek word means here. Let me read it now out of the New King James, verse 16. "Now it happened as we went to prayer, a certain slave girl possessed with a spirit of divination met us, who brought her masters much profit by fortune telling." Now, this girl followed Paul and us and cried out saying, "These men are servants of the Most High God who proclaimed to us the way of salvation. And this she did for many days. But Paul, being greatly annoyed, turned and said to the spirit, I command you in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her. And he came out that very hour. Imagine that. Here's someone telling people, listen to the Apostle Paul and Silas and do what they say. And the Bible says he turned around and he was annoyed. Annoyed that someone was saying Paul was speaking the truth here. Annoyed. And notice, too, he didn't speak to the woman. He spoke to the demon inside of the woman. That's the same thing what Jesus did when you read back in John chapter 13, verse 27, where it says, and then Satan entered into Judas. Therefore, Jesus said to him, what you do, do quickly. That word, therefore, it's not in the King James, but it's in the text. Therefore, that changes everything who Jesus is talking to. He wasn't talking to Judas. He's talking to the devil. Then Satan entered into Judas. Therefore, Jesus said to him, what you do, do quickly. And then the text says no one knew why he said this. That's because he wasn't talking to Judas. He was talking to the devil inside of him. Same thing here. The Apostle Paul is not talking to the woman. He's talking to the devil inside of the woman. Paul, greatly annoyed, turned and said to the spirit, I command you in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her. And he came out that very hour. That's the way it goes. No song and dance, no fanfare, no commercial break, no Indian war dance or Mexican hat dance. You have authority over demons the same way the Apostle Paul did. And that's the great secret that they don't want you to know. You've got the same authority. Greater is he that is in you. Don't you think Satan would have wiped you out a long time ago if he could have? But he can't. You've got authority over him. You've been given this authority. It's been given to you. You are stronger than the demons because of who lives inside of you. You've got the authority. I encourage you to take that authority. In your house, in your life, these demons will submit to you. They're scared of you too. Ever met someone demon possessed who was scared of you? Maybe they hated you and feared you or were angry at you. But if you look in their eyes, you notice fear because they're scared of you and they're scared of the Holy Spirit inside of you, just like these demons. It says when they saw Jesus, they ran at his feet and started crying because they're little sissy pants crybabies. And you have got power and authority over them. That's the great secret Satan doesn't want you to know, that you are stronger than the demons. You have authority over the demons, and you can do this the same way that Paul. But granted, you see, we also read about someone who says, we cast out the demons by the Jesus that Paul guy talks about. And the demon said, Jesus I know, and Paul I know, but who in blazes are you? And then the demon beat the tar out of the guys, and it says they ran out of that house naked. You can't cast out the demons by the Jesus that Paul Esposito talks about. You can't strengthen yourself in the Lord my God. You strengthen yourself in the Lord your God. You cast out demons by the Lord your God. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. When he's your God, when you've received Christ, when you are full of the Holy Spirit, demons tremble in your presence because you've got authority over them. Don't ever forget that. You've got the authority over them. And look at how quick and how casual this happened. It took all of 10 seconds. I command you in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her. And he came out that very hour. Imagine that, though. Imagine the truth coming out of this python. You know, it's three parts truth and one part lie. Just like a broken wristwatch. It's still correct twice a day, but it's still broken. So the devil tells you the gospel and you believe it. Then you come to the devil's house tomorrow to see what truth you're going to hear this time. This is the way it works. This is why he did this. Because if this demon was correct, you're going to go to this woman's house tomorrow and hear another word. And you might hear truth, 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 lie. One part lie with nine parts truth. That's the way that this goes. This is why Paul rebuked this demon-possessed girl. Also, here's another reason. If that is what Christianity looks like, then I want no part of it. Meaning, you're a witness. And you're a Christian? I remember once when I was getting my car fixed in West Palm Beach. I was at the auto dealer. And there was this crazy, wild-eyed, googly-eyed fruitcake. His eyes were going in the other direction. And he was out here preaching Jesus. And people saw him and they bristled and ran from this guy because he was some crazy fruitcake telling people how to be saved. When you see that, I mean, do you want to be a member of this guy's club? Or do you want to be in his fraternity? Or do you want to know the God that this guy, I don't want to know the God that this guy, the God that this guy knows, because this guy is stark raving mad and he's out here preaching Jesus. Because that was his testimony, but it's the same thing. It's a demon in disguise. That's what this is. Demons in disguise. Remember what Paul wrote. Matter of fact, let's go there right now. 2 Corinthians chapter 11. Here's what the Apostle Paul says. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 13. It says, "For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into apostles of Christ." And no wonder, for Satan himself transforms himself into an angel of light. Therefore, it's no great thing if his ministers also transform themselves into ministers of righteousness, whose end will be according to their works. You ever seen that movie, The Transformers, before? More than meets the eye. Remember, a change form is meta schema is what this word is. It's a different word than our transformation. Metamorphe, that is. That's when we change from the inside. Here it's meta schema. That means to change your appearance. Satan and his demons can only change appearance. It's kind of like shaving off a mustache or getting a perm or a facelift. Changing your outward appearance, but on the inside, you're still the same old person. But you and I are changed from the inside, just like the Lord Jesus Christ was when it says that he was transfigured before them and his face shone like the sun. You and me are commanded to be transformed. Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2, "Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind." But my point was here, an angel of light. Satan transforms himself into an angel of light. You can't always trust whatever it is that you hear comes out of someone's mouth, even if it's good. The Lord Jesus said, remember, I leave you with these words heading into this weekend, and that is, by their fruits, you will know them. You're listening to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.